All right, we'll go ahead and continue the call with Oregon State coach Gary Anderson. The Beavers are on the road at Stanford on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
Press star, then the number one to ask your question. That's star, then the number one. Your first question is from Kevin Gimmel with ESPN.com.
Hey, coach, as you continue to rebuild week to week, how important is it for you guys to have sort of those close games where you can put things on film that they did right and you can show them, so it's not just the frustration of losing another game, but, you know, tangible evidence of some success, even though it might not be on the scoreboard?
No, it's a big part of it. There's no question. It's there's those critical teaching moments, and when you get beaten badly, it's harder to find those moments because maybe physically you're not where you need to be able to hang in there. So it's valuable teaching moments, difficult teaching moments, but it's definitely a step in the progression. And in my experience, when the kids can feel they're closer, they can see they're closer, they understand they're closer. And when you get to that point, it's a play here, it's a play there. The details, the fundamentals, the daily study, you never know what's going to allow you. The extra effort, you never know what's going to allow you to make that play to get over the top. So, you know, close games are definitely much more valuable than getting knocked around.
That's fair. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Yogi Roth with the Pac-12 Network.
Coach, curious what you learned about Marcus McMarion from the last game.
Well, again, I think Marcus handled the environment. I think he continues to grow as he goes through time, and you know, he's managing his team. He, like, every week he walks out of there with a little bit more experience as far as the understanding of the situations and the scenarios that he's in, and he fights like crazy. I learned that he likes to compete, which I knew already, but I learned that even more, which is imperative in a Division I football player. And I think he wants to be good, and he's driven to continually work to play at the best of his abilities. So that's about what I would say there, Yog.
Nice. And then how about, you know, speaking of fighting, last year you go back and look at the Stanford game, and, you know, it's a great game at the half. Obviously the same last week you guys were the lead. When you look at this game this week, do you reference that at all last week of what you guys did against that team, at least getting going early?
No, I don't think I'll really even reference that. I haven't done that to any of the games last year. I think these kids have expectations of who they are now, and they see that last year as the distant past. I think they see themselves as a different football team, and I don't have any doubt that they're going to jog out of the tunnel and believe that they can play with people physically and hang in there in games and expect to go out and win. And I think they put that on tape, which helps them understand it. So I don't think I'll reach back there, but I will ask them to, you know, study the opponent, knowing the personnel. I think that's vital when you're looking at our guys playing against their guys. That's a very valuable film to be able to study and watch.
Excellent. Thanks.
Your next question is from Lou Wright with CougFan.com.
Coach, what was your biggest takeaway about Washington State from the game last Saturday when you compare them this year to where they were last year?
Defense, you know, potent offense, absolutely, yes. First, just the overall defense, the activity, the way that they play in tandem and understand where they're going and where they're fitting. I think they handle themselves very well. They seem in a calm environment, but have expectations of everybody to make a play when the opportunity presents itself. And I would say, the plays that the receivers made in our game were elite receiver plays at times. You know, I had 10 contested balls, 2 PIs, a couple contested balls in the middle of the field, but then the contested balls that were so impressive to me were the contested balls on the sidelines. You know, sideline's always going to make the tackle, and the sideline's always going to break up the pass, but not if you don't let it. And they didn't, by the way. They drug their toes, they got their feet down, and they made the catches. So it was those two things really jumped out at me.
Thanks, Coach.
Uh-huh.
Your next question is from Danny Moran with the Oregonian.
Hey, Gary. You talked about getting pressure on Falk going into last week. It seemed like he got hit quite a bit but was still able to make some big plays. How would you assess the pressure you were able to get on him and also just your defensive line play on Saturday?
It was good. You know, I think the the defensive line play can always continue to grow and be better and better, but overall as a defense, I thought we had good pressure on the quarterback from the linebackers, inside backers, outside backers. A couple times we got the safeties in there, and the D-line got a good push. And, you know, I think it could be the way that, you know, we got after him pretty good in that position, in that setting. He made some definite plays, and that's what a good quarterback does. But I think we did our job as far as, you know, wanting to get the pressure. You would like to have one more sack, one more tip ball. Could have changed the game and possibly won it, but it didn't happen. But the overall ability of the defense to, I think, have a quarterback thinking, oh, I better get this ball out, was a positive for the defense in that game, but not positive enough because they scored enough points to win the game.
And David Shaw today said his offensive line has improved over the course of the season from the film you've been able to break down. Why do you think that is?
Well, number one, they have good players. I think they've got the guys in there from what I see that that they want. They're big, strong kids. They want to be physical. They're a nasty offensive line. When I say that as a compliment. They get after it the right way. You know, they're gonna play in those trenches, and they're going to be physical with you, and they're prideful in being physical with you, and they like to finish you. So that's and I think that's gotten better and better, and shows up more and more on tape as time goes on. And they're obviously smart, intelligent kids that play within the scheme. So I would, from what I've seen on tape, I think they are have played very well the last few weeks as an offensive line, and they've got some tremendous pieces. When a couple of those running backs get a crease, we all know how special Christian is, and there's a couple more of those guys are pretty special back there. So it's a good crew.
Thank you, Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Your next question is from Kyle Bonagura with ESPN.
Hey, Gary, when you look at what Colorado's done this year, what kind of stands out in terms of how they've been able to kind of build their roster and get things headed in the right direction?
You said it best, building the roster, recruiting. I think they've done a very nice job of recruiting. I think they've adjusted their scheme to be able to do what they think they need to do to be able to win in the league. I think they've come in the last 2 years, their defense has done a very, very good job, and they have very good players over there. And I would say the same thing as far, you know, as the offense goes. There are some changes even more so this year on offense. But the bottom line is when a good coach, which they have a bunch of them on that staff, in my opinion, and just like every team in the Pac-12 has good players, you're going to have a good opportunity to be able to win. And that's what's taking place in Colorado. And they were patiently built it. And I don't know if patience is a good word to use. Maybe a frustrated patience or very difficult patience as you go through that much time building a program. But they stuck with it. They dug in there, and now they have some really good players, and it's paying off for those young men on the team, which is you know, it's fun to see that for kids to be able to have success.
Have you studied programs that have been able to turn things around like they have? I mean, because it seems like it could be beneficial for the situation that the program you inherited.
Yeah, I think with our program, we've been in this spot, you know, really two times in our career, and obviously the Utah State, we reflect back on that heavily and reflect back to the times when we were, even back to the times when we were Southern Utah. But I study every team in this league as closely as I can. But I also, you know, I like doing what I'm doing right now and those fights that I'm in. So I absolutely do spend time on looking at people that have been able to change things and walked into a program that wasn't in the best shape and we're able to flip it and change a culture, and there's so many things that go into it past just the wins and losses. So do I study it? Yes, but I mostly rely on what we've done in the past. We're very comfortable with our plan to move forward, and not that we have all the answers. We tweak everything, but we believe we've got a good approach, but we'll grab something from somebody if we think it's valuable.
Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And to ask a question, please press star, then the number one. That's star, then the number one to ask a question.
Last chance for questions for Coach. All right, that'll do it. Gary, appreciate your time today, and good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a great day. Go Beavs.